His voice had a soothing quality as he spoke of his sister and her husband, the nieces and the nephews. There was a deep fondness in the words that he used to describe the youngsters. What a good father he would make. "You like children, don't you?" she asked.
"Oh, yes, I do," he answered, and then he grinned. "But I also like old people and animals."
"Especially horses," Becky gave him a teasing smile. "What animal is your next choice?"
"Oh, the wolf."
"The wolf? Why the lobo?"
"They're brave. They kill clean and they mate for life. Besides the horse, I think they're the most handsome animal there is."
They fell to discussing animals in general. Becky speaking of her plans to be a veterinarian, Rafe talking about the horse ranch he'd hoped to have someday. They both looked startled when the clock inside the house struck 10 times. They had been talking close to 3 hours. Rafe stood up.
"Oh boy, the time did get away from us, didn't it? I better get started back to the ranch."
He lingered a moment, gazing down at Becky's upturned face.
"I have enjoyed talking with you, Becky. You reckon I could ride over again some evening?"
"I reckon," Becky smiled. "Trey and I sit out here for a while most evenings." Rafe had hoped she might invite him over for supper or at least offer him a piece of pie and a cup of coffee, but he was thankful for small mercies. At least she hadn't objected to sitting on the porch visiting with him. It wasn't going to be easy getting her to trust him, to win her over. Her experience with men hadn't been the best, he imagined.
"I'll say goodnight, then."
"Good night, Rafe. I enjoyed your visit." Becky watched him walk away, climb onto his palomino, and ride away with a wave of his hand. For the first time since moving to the small house, she felt lonesome. Rafe was the kind of man she'd always dreamed of falling in love with someday. Did she dare hope?